It is 32, and it would be September 25th, 2018. This is North Bonneville Workshop. And, Deanna, would you call the workshop meeting? Would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Councilor Ashton.
Here.
Councilor Randall. Councilor Lee. Say your name.
Here.
Here. Thank you for that, everybody. So, we have a... there's an engagement letter here that everybody has from the state auditor's office. It is pretty basic. Terry wasn't on the meeting. Deanna and I were on the meeting. The only problem with this letter is the price that they're charging us, $10,500.
Yeah.
And in our budget, they budgeted it for $6,500, so that's another $4,000 under budget. But I talked to the guy, and he said, well, that's the right price. I don't know why it was so different, but anyways.
But it was $10,000 2 years ago, too.
Yeah, I remember now. But anyway, so we have an auditor guy, and he's a really nice guy. He's real intense, though, but he's a nice guy. We're going to have problems from last year, but there's nothing we can do about it. You know, I mean, we just have to fix them, you know. But he's finding issues, but I'll let him tell you all about that stuff. There's payroll issues and a whole bunch of issues. But anyways, but he's really doing his audit. He won't be done for a couple of weeks. So. Anyways, that's that. So you know, I want you everybody to know what's going on with that. So then we move on to the budget discussion and council recommendation. I want, if you don't mind, going and looking at the second page, which is our budget to actuals. I didn't include one in yours, young man. I didn't include one in yours, the budget to actual what we're looking at, but we can get you a copy of it if you'd like. But, and I want you to look at a couple things because I want you to see what we're up against and how we can fix things. I yellowed out a couple areas, I believe, on your forms.
Yes.
Okay. If you go to the second page, or the third page, I'm sorry, and you look at the thing I yellowed out, it says Water Reserve Fund. But there's a granite bill for $20,503. Well, we don't take and pay road work out of the Water Reserve Fund. That was supposed to come out of the street fund. Well, these are the things we got to change. So going back to our front page, this was our previous girl. This isn't Dan. This is our previous.
This was February.
Oh, yeah.
Annette?
Yeah. So, if we go back to our previous page, or the first page, or I'm sorry, the second page, and if you go down to, and you look at sewer reserve, water reserve, that should have been up in sewer, sorry, but it says $20,503 in the sewer reserve fund. I really should have put it in, I meant to put it in the water reserve fund. But anyway, that $2,053, which made our budget go over by 227%, doesn't belong there. We have no expenses there, so that budget is actually... Oh. So that money needs to go into the street fund. Now, the street fund is over by up 129% is because we paid for things that were held over from last year. But we do have the money. We do have the funding. But so it made our it's kind of skewered.
But our budget. The actual funds didn't come out of that fund because those are dedicated funds, right?
Right, but they're dedicated. Right, they're dedicated funds, but they do come out of the street fund. Right. I mean, that's where they're put in.
That's like if it's in water reserve or sewer reserve, you can't spend.
We can't spend that money.
Right.
So that money will be. Deanna will make an adjustment. And so that'll put that fund back to zero where it should be. We can't spend that money, and we have a lot more money in that fund because Tom's been hooking up.
I don't know what.
Well, I'm just saying his planning department is really raking in the bucks. They're raking in the bucks because he's hooking up a lot of stuff. So that's cool. But those reserve funds, is, if you remember correctly, we passed a resolution to lock those funds and keep, because they were combining them in the water and sewer, and we're locking them in, saying those funds are dedicated for any capital thing we need to do with water and sewer, instead of just throwing them in there.
So
a lot of these numbers are skewed, but as time goes on, we will, as the next report comes out in the end of September, I'll give you, the numbers will look better, because we'll move the numbers around to where they belong. But the last thing I want to show you is down in the water fund and sewer fund. Down, this is the revenue part of it. If you look at the water fund, they estimated we'd bring in about $217,000 from water. And I think, based on what we're doing, we're going to be okay. We're going to make that. But if you look at the sewer fund, they say we're going to bring in $272,000, which
we're
is not
be under there.
Huh?
Under.
We will not do that, and I'll tell you why.
The sewer, do what?
We will not bring in that. Not even close to $272,000, and I'll tell you why.
How can your sewer fund be higher than your water fund?
When
we're on a base rate.
It has to be.
Okay.
Yeah, because if your base rate, it has to be, because you have a lot more expensive sewer. So it always should be about 7.5% higher. And if you think about it, our base rate is $82 for 2 months, but our base rate for water is $52. $26.26 with consumption, but it really, consumption is always like $25-$30 for most.
Yeah.
So it always stays under about 7.5%.
Okay.
And that's because our sewer plant has a lot more moving, our lift stations, we have a one pump or two pump houses, but we have four lift stations. So you have to make more in your sewer department to pay for,
you need more than your water department?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but it's like 7.5%. I want to show you something very interesting. If you look at this, if you look at the sewer fund
under revenue,
yeah. So it should be seven. If you're doing your budget correctly, it should be about 7.5% higher, which would be about $233,000. That would be about correct. But they have it at $272,000. That's almost $30,000 more. Do you remember who wanted a $30,000 raise last year?
Happened.
No.
Oh, Sam.
Well, they never changed that. That's where they put. They just added.
They made
the sewer fund bigger. But when you just
created the
accounting.
What
he said. I don't. You were here. You were here.
Because he was
here.
Trying to say he needed to spend more time in the
water.
If you look at the numbers, they adjusted the water fund correctly because they raised that. But like I said, if you go 7.5% of the water, that is only $233,000 that the sewer should be. But it's at $270,000, so they never did adjust that. So they left that, which was high in the sky. We were never going to get that kind of money. We're never going to get that.
So where was her pay going to come from?
Well, that's where
it was going to come out.
I know. There was going to be a raise, and you guys didn't pass the raise. They didn't pass the increase.
Yep. Yeah.
But they never went back and
readjusted. It was going to kill people.
Whenever we were doing consumption,
I remember.
We were going to raise the consumption. We were going to raise this.
We detailed that.
Now, when you have time and you're looking through all this stuff, just look at our budget, and you'll see that, like the legislative branch, that's you guys, and there's not a lot of money ever in those.
No.
The judicial branch, we can't spend a dime of that because we get charged for the court services. Okay, so that's money we can't play with. That's money we got to spend out. Executive branch, that would be me. Now that'll have to adjust, because some of these funds are higher because I'm working now full time, and they're putting me all in finance, which I can't be all in finance. It has to be adjusted throughout, and we'll make adjustments, and you'll see that. But the finance, you see, we have $70,000 to run our finance and administration, $27,000 for our legal department, which we can't touch that. I mean, that's got to stay. That's Ken. General government.
Are you sure? I'll lobby with him.
Okay. General government. Property management, we can play. But look at these numbers. See, and $72,000 for the police, can't change that. The fire department, you know, that's I mean, that's fairly better than it has been. But that's their budget. We don't mess with that. Jail, we can't touch that. Weed control, we can play with those numbers. Planning, we can't touch really planning, because planning is, we pay for an outside inspector and whatever and Tom's salary, so that's not really. Parks department, that's, we can play with those monies. When I say play with them, I mean those are the monies where we can get, buy things out of. We can put, you know, that's where we're going to buy our stuff from. The non-expenditures, we can't spend that. That's, non-expenditures are the loans that we're paying. We pay some loans from EDC. And that girl, I've invited her to be here because she needs to talk to you and let you know what she's going to be doing for us next year. Because we've kind of forgot about them. Somebody had a big fight with them over there. But we got money, we can help you. So I said, okay, so they're gonna talk. She's gonna come talk to you.
And that's the finances.
The garden?
No, this is the economic development committee for all of this side of Salina County, and she's good. And she's the one that can find us money if we need money.
They help you write the
grant. And they were shafted because people here knew more in the olden days. So they kind of threw them to the car. We're going to bring them back. We need that. So you can see a loan and financing, that's the truck payment, and it's paid off. So that money is available. Community garden and the street fund.
Cover the bucket truck.
Huh? Yeah. See, from the tour facility reserve fund is now going, because this was end of August and you just passed it. Now that's up to $200,000. And so, when you go through all these numbers, here's what we got. Bless you. I estimate that this is going to be the tight time of year. This is the time of year where we got to really watch our bananas because we don't have much money coming in. They expected amount that we were going to get this year was $1.4 million. I'm looking at $1.1 million. So we're going to really be careful. We're okay. We have about $200,000 in reserves in the bank right now. We have another $100,000 in the bank that belongs to, we got paid to do the, which
the lights.
No, not the lights, oh. But for the trails and the crosswalks. We already got paid for that. The lights has been approved, but we probably won't receive the money. The guy's going to start doing that November, because they're building our heads. The heads are custom built at a factory, and they won't be here until the end of October. The guy's scheduled to do it, but we probably won't get money back from that, which is $103,000, until the beginning of next year.
Okay.
So that, I mean, it's okay, we'll be all right. But so our budget, the money that we say, okay, so we have $200,000 about on hand right now, but we are really careful because there's not a lot of more money coming in, and we got to watch it because we've got to pay for those heads on the electrical heads, and pay for salaries, and pay for fire trucks. $10,000 it cost us to fix the fire truck. Yeah, no, it's okay. But anyways, so we're gonna have to really watch our cash, and we do have probably, we've received this year $823,000, so we've got about a little over $270,000, I believe, we'll be getting in. So we should be okay. And then we also have in reserve, we have an LGIP account. And we have in reserves in that account just under $250,000. And that's basically all the hotel motel money. They put it into one big fund, which is fine. I mean, it's good because it's locked. I mean, you have to go through an act of Congress to get any of it out, which we don't need to. But it's a reserve. We also have, we have $40,000 in a money market account. And I have no clue why they put it in there. Usually you put it in a money market account like that to pay on, like you're part of a, like for example, when we did the streets, we were supposed to pay 5%. So on $1 million, you're going to pay $50,000, right? But the proposal was $900,000. So that's about $45,000. Now I don't know if they put the money in there for that, but we got enough money to pay it. Matter of fact, we even got a little bit of a, if you look down here, we even got a little bit of money extra back. So I'm just leaving it alone. I'm leaving it in there.
Brian, I have a question.
Sure.
With the city street fund, 193, isn't that included with the city street fund up above?
No. No, this is...
We got a grant for that.
Yeah, but this up here is what they figure expenditures will be, and this down here is revenue. So this is already what they said we had in the bank, was $415,000, when in actuality we had over $600,000 in there. So we had more in there, which was able... Yeah. But these are expenditures up here, so this is what we're expecting to get. And the $193,000 is what they estimated we were going to get from the TIB to do the lights.
Right.
But we won't get that.
That's the TIB grant.
Yes, that's the TIB for the lights, but in the actuality, we're going to get $103,000. Because I don't know where they came up with this number. I have no clue because of the bids. Anyway, make long story short is when we recalculated, Devin even said, I don't know why they put 193, but sometimes when people are doing budgets, they just kind of massage it a little bit, you know. But no more. We're going to do action. We got to do action. Actually, that's the only way we're going to be able to get this thing into control. So if you look at this, you'll get a better idea once we make some adjustments when we give you the September ones, but I can't give you those until after she reconciles September, which will probably be about the first meeting we'll have these. So these numbers will be better. We'll have more money had come in. So as we go along, but I just want you to see that we don't run out of a lot of money. There's not a lot of money out there. With that said, I started getting the budgets back from the departments, and Brian brought back his budget, and some of what he's asking for is here, but we can get creative with this. And what I've told him is this. He said for 18 years he's been asked to put together what they need. He puts it together, he gives it to somebody, they take it, chuckle, and then he doesn't get anything. And then he asks again, and he gives a list. And I told him that we're not going to do that anymore. What we're going to do is he needs to give me a 3-year projection. What do you have to have this year? What can wait till next year? And what can wait till the following year? That way the council can look at it. If he says he needs a new lawnmower, maybe we can get by with buying him a used one this year, but next year we won't have this expense, we can buy him a new one. Give us a 3-year projected time so we can, and keep bringing those back. Remember last, because what happened all these years is he'd give a budget, they'd chuckle, scribble it down, and then he was asked to do it again, and he'd give it again every year. And I said, you have to keep the council aware of what you're asking for, so do a 3-year projected budget of what you think you need, absolutely need, better, or could get by with, right? So this is preliminary, and I told him that the number one thing that we have to get for them is a bucket truck this year. The money that we have for that...
The loan payment to cover the bucket truck.
Right. So we won't borrow it. We won't borrow it.
No, but I'm just saying that's where it would have...
Right. So that $30,000 that we always have been putting in for the last 10 years on the truck, we'll just put it back in for a bucket truck. So it won't hurt us. And then next year we can put it in for something. We just keep going like we still have it, right? You know, you pay something off and you just keep putting it in and you save money. That's what I think we can do. They want a small track hole with a trailer because when they got their big backhoe, but when they're digging up water lines, they have to cut off the whole street, small ones used to move around. I told them that was probably something that we'd have to put downrange a bit.
That's a wish list.
Well, downrange. I would prefer him to, rather than say, hey, you're not going to get that, say, hey, let's look at 2020 for that one. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't want to shoot him down everything. They replaced the 91 Nissan. That's that little crummy truck that they drive around. But we have an idea. We have a grant right now for $12,000. From the Department of Natural Resources to buy a quad cab fire truck so that we can send more than just a couple guys out if we have a wildland fire. They'll match whatever we put in. So if we bought a club cab, if we have up to $12,000, so if we can find a club cab truck, we can remove the and put stuff so that we could remove the cap or the back part of it that has all the pumps and everything, put it on the new truck off our old one, our truck, which is a good truck, and move it over, and we could give that truck, which is a great truck, to them. And they'd have a good plow truck, they'd have a great truck, and that would kind of kill two birds with one stone. They would get their quad cab, and they would get their truck, and we wouldn't be spending a whole lot of money. You get two trucks basically for it.
There's not much wrong with that Nissan, but I mean, I get it, it's out of date, but I mean, they'd have an extra truck.
Well, that old one, the maroon one, the 91, that old one, it thing smokes so bad. Now, they have the red one, that's a good truck.
Okay,
2009. Okay. But they have an old maroon square body, 91.
Oh, okay, that's the one I wanted to get. Yeah.
And I told them that to save fuel and time, they had to think about a Gator. You know, a double Gator to run.
Not bad, we got one at the...
Because, I mean, they can run these trails and be nowhere. You know, they're like a little utility vehicle.
Kubota. Yeah, we got a Kubota.
There's one for sale on Craigslist.
Right,
and
that's
not
the
design of
the truck.
How much?
No, not
that. Doesn't get a price, but it's only 300 hours on it.
We bought one over there. It's a fire department, but they haven't got one.
I thought they had a new truck.
They have a 2009 Nissan. But, again, Brian brought these numbers, but I was telling them that if we talk to, like, Vancouver or... They'll access us stuff fairly reasonable, and so we might be able to get them a vehicle like for that for a couple grand.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that they're looking at: the resealing of the tennis courts, but resealing also the basketball courts. This building is outdated. The carpet, you trip over the carpet back there. This really we need chairs here. I mean, things like that. We need to update this. The gutters aren't going bad. I mean, things that we need to start catching up on things that are going bad. But we can't all do it in 1 year. So it's things to think about.
Now back here, I noticed with the equipment fund of $93,998, maybe it's 53%. We're almost to the end of the year. Would they be able to use any of that? Or what's that technically allocated for?
Okay, now that's a funny fund. That's a goofy fund, and I'll tell you why. It's great to know that is. The equipment fund doesn't have anything. What you do is your other funds give it money. So, like, for the use of their, like, for example, the use of their trucks and the fuel they use, all the funds pay into the equipment fund so that they can pay for fuel, they can pay for their...
So that's what it's for.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I'm wondering what's it for when they got a wish list of equipment and $73,000.
No. Okay. So it's an equipment fund, but the other funds fund it, and then you take it out. For example, okay, so wear and tear, if you need
tires,
it goes into that.
Oil changes.
But it's paid for by the general fund. Yeah. Yeah, but it's put into a fund... So we keep track of, basically it's a fund you put into, money, and then you rent the stuff back, or because you really can't go to every fund and say, okay, you owe me this for truck, you owe me this for the use of the backhoe, you owe me, so you have one fund that does that, but the other funds have to fund it.
Gotcha.
So when something comes up, an expenditure comes up on it, you put it in there, you charge each one of the budget codes, the funds.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Okay. That's why I asked.
No, I appreciate that. No, I'm glad you did. I want everybody to know what's going on here because the good Lord knows that we've been this otter guy, boy. I mean, he's asking us questions that we know answers, but we can't answer from last time. So I want everybody to know for next year, for any time, so that we are all on board. I was a counselor last year, and I don't know how to answer half the questions he's asking. You know, and you really should. You should be able to answer them.
So question here on the community garden.
Sure.
Last year they were talking about that, but they said they were going to try to be self-sufficient, just go off of what they bring in. Is that still going to try to pull through? Or
that was true this year. We didn't give them a dime. And as you see, they allocated in the budget 200 for them. That was a mistake that was left in that he didn't take out when we talked about that. Don made that. He left it in the budget. But the current budget is 200. Year to date, we haven't spent a dime, and we're not going to. So they are running on self-sufficiency. That's the only way they can work. I mean, we can't afford to fund that. Any questions?
They've been doing pretty good on their sales, though. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they oh, the salsa that guy makes is, that Doug makes is on it. So this is, so as we move into the next end of September, we're in the end of September, so hopefully by the next budget, or by the next council meeting, I'll have the year end, I mean the budget to actual for September that you can look at, and then we'll start changing numbers. Where they go right, you'll see. Where I'll show you where we make the adjustments, like this one here. We'll pull that out, put it where it belongs, and then we'll make the adjustments as we get. But some of these down here, the revenue, expected revenue, those are a little bit high in the sky. So just so you know what we're running with. Okay. Any questions? Now, when we come to the next meeting, I'm going to ask each one of you is when we come back to kind of give me an idea of what you think that you'd like to see done, where we need to spend some money for the city. Like, you know, we kind of touched your tennis course. You kind of added it. But I'm just telling you, maybe you see something. This doesn't mean this is all we want to see done, because I have a lot. This is just Brian, and this is only part of it.
This is what's come out over the last couple months.
This is what he brought to me the other day, and I told him okay, and I told him to go and I told him to make a little changes, but this is kind of the stuff I saw on there and I remember. And of course they understand, but again, if we can look at these things that they're looking at, and then say, instead of telling them no and forget about it, we can say, well, we can't afford these, but maybe we'll look at that expense this year, maybe another one this year. You know, give them something that they can count on.
Start picking away at it.
Right.
First thing
so
first
is
that bucket truck.
Big no.
First things first, I'd like to get into that bucket.
Hey, you need a bucket truck. That bucket truck is about ready to fall apart.
Are we able to sell that for a dollar?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right,
but then they only need $29,999.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing. We haven't given up. We have the Burlington Northern is doing all this work out here, and they really like Tom because Tom could have worked real well with them in Texas. So it's an amazing opportunity. They have... Now, I'm going to work hard to try to find a bucket truck from maybe a few dealers. Maybe we know.
See if they got one of their excesses over my.
If not, this is the top, but maybe we can start working on it. But all this, like the rebuild of the gazebo, the whole backside of the gazebo is rotting. So he's talking about $10,000 to rebuild the backside of it. But I've had people come and say, Brian, I want to help do something. I'm a carpenter. What can I do? What can I do to help the city?
$10,000, you should be able to rebuild that whole thing.
Well, but maybe I won't have to spend a lot of money.
Labor is 80% of that too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can do. Maybe we can trade. Exactly. Exactly. And we've kind of made friends with some of the Stevenson people. They have Brian knows a lot of people, and they have stuff in excess laying around that hey, can we have that? We need a. What's called a valve exerciser, and what that is when they got to exercise these huge on and off valves throughout the city. They have to do them once a year, and it takes I think he said 225 turns to turn one on, and people got hurt of doing it. I mean it's but there's a machine, a hydraulic thing you put in, it's in the back of your truck, and it slowly opens those right so they don't break. And Brian says they're $5,000 for one of those things. Well, I know Stevenson there is supposed to, Ken, Stevenson, there's a couple of them, yeah, there's a couple on the shelf that they're not using, so maybe we can be nice and maybe they let one come our way. But so these kind of things, we can work on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any questions? Comments? So next meeting, maybe we can bring some ideas, and I'll have an updated. I got the fire department budget, so we'll have that for you to look at. What they're asking, I'll have Brian's, so you can look at that to see what you think, and then any ideas you have, and then Deanna and I will bring ours. Tom has already got his in, kind of. Tom's a moneymaker right now.
Oh.
Yeah. His department's doing wonderful. Next year might not though. But anyway, so, and we'll bring it in and we'll start getting this, put this comprising this budget and get it together. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay, fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any questions? All right. I'm going to. this meeting, huh?
Take a minute.
Yeah, we'll adjourn this meeting, the workshop meeting, and take 5 minutes and come back for the council meeting.
Good, I want to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. I am calling to order the September 25th, 2018 North Bonneville City Council meeting. It is 7:09. And Deanna, will you call the roll, please?
Councilor Acton?
Here.
Councilor Randall?
Here. Here.
Councilor Lee?
Here.
Councilor Wigo?
Here.
So we have 4.5 council members tonight.
Thank you.
4.5? He's not. I didn't see.
Hope you join me in a pledge of allegiance.
And whacking him? It's like whack-a-mole.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that.
We just did our table for that one.
Moving on. I wonder what his attendance is. What's his attendance on there? I must have missed.
He's had both of those on there for a while.
Oh, okay, well, that needs to be gone. All right, agenda changes and additions. Is there any agenda changes or additions?
Yes, I'd like to bring something up. That's going to be real quick. We don't need to write it down.
Is it going to change this agenda?
No. I would just like to say, I don't know if you all know the Allway family. Tom Allway passed away a couple days ago. Allways have been around here for Allway. They're you know them?
Yeah.
So I just want you to all give a thought for them. Good family. Local. Long time. Wagon train.
Good.
Good. That's it.
All right. So any other, that really was an agenda, but that's nice. Any agenda changes or additions or changes?
I have two things I want to bring up in workshop, but we kind of got a little ahead of ourselves. So I have an email from a citizen saying that, but we have links on our website that aren't working for GorgeNet and SawNet, and of course that's I'm sure because they're going through some transitional things. Also, our website is in transition, so I am for them to let them know to check out our new site and let Maria know to update the link for what's actually real. But it had a lot of mentions of problems getting internet service at all because CenturyLink will say no, we don't provide it there, and Wave will say no, we don't provide it there.
And we're going to talk about that because we have a big cool deal coming up that Ken has so feverishly put together some really cool stuff.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I think this means it works and they actually tell me.
You have something else?
I have another thing.
All right.
It's really great, but won't cost us any money. It basically has to do with our health open enrollment.
You want to add that to the agenda?
We don't have to.
Or we can add it if you want to discuss it further.
Yes, it'll be small.
Okay, so is that all right? So we should add this on. What would we call this? Okay, so how about if we put that under new business under discussion of the TVN building? Is that fair enough?
Yes.
Colonial Life.
Isn't that Alex Trebek? I think it is.
All right. And we'll,
he does Colonial Pen.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so any other? I'm sorry. Any others? Hearing none, we'll move on. We have no public hearings today, so we'll move on to the consent agenda. And that would be an approval of the September 11, 2018 meeting minutes. And approval of the September 2nd half 2018 vouchers for a total of $23,326.63. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
I second that.
Orders to approve the meeting minutes and for the vouchers for
$23,326.63. Excellent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Travis. And you seconded, sir?
I did.
And then, sir, any discussion? Questions, comments?
There's a lot of snickering in the bathroom.
I'm that good.
He's like, back on Snicker, and I'm like, what's going on around here?
Everything is all Snickers. Yeah. Okay. Any questions, comments, anything?
No. I call for the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, thank you for that. Unanimous. These are good. Appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go to public comment. Ms. Jane has already asked to speak, correct? You had asked me earlier, did you still want to talk, Jane?
Yes.
She had come in and asked me if she could have 3 minutes, so you've got 3 minutes. Over.
I'm Jane Jackson, longtime resident of North Bonneville. I'd like to say briefly, I am tremendously sorry to learn about my neighbor who's recently passed away. Those people were good friends of mine from when I first arrived from Louisiana, and I didn't know that he had died. I'm very sorry. Comment I would like to address is safety with the construction work that's being done on the train. There are children who have what they regard as their bus stop on some property owned by the Port of Skamania. They like to ride bicycles or scooters down a drainage and perpendicular across the road. To me, this is dangerous. Now, I know that the Sheriff's Department is very busy right now. I'm very glad that they're happily working on the problem of high school student attendance. And they're probably too busy to come out and help us. But to me, it's a safety problem.
Thank you, Jane.
Can I ask a question, Jane? So this is used by the kids to go from the bus stop to their home?
It's used by the kids for recreation to ride down the slope, perpendicular to the road, then the next kid, and the next kid, and keep going back.
So Ken, to answer your question, their bus stop on coming into town on Evergreen pulls up. Everybody meets there at the parking lot of Slingshot Sports, or which is now Art of Action. And there's a drainage ditch there, and before and after, I mainly see it after school, they're using it as a recreational jump. So it's basically parent's responsibility and the child's. It's not on the port by no means.
Yeah, I was just asking because, you know, there is grant money available for kids' access to safe routes from bus, from school, bus stops to their homes. So I know that Citywide Santa, for example, has tapped into some grant funds to be able to help, you know, orchestrate a safe route to school or to bus stops. So I don't know if any of that would be a possibility. It's just something to think about.
No, they just cross the street.
It's not like this is not the same.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jane. Anybody else? Hearing none, we'll move on. We'll go to council member comments. Somebody wants to start off?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Terry.
This is a time for budget stuff coming up. As you've heard already, most of you are here for the workshop meeting. So it'd be nice to have public input where we're going to spend your money. We're going to spend your money on things that need to be done around here. So just invite you to access us and help us find solutions and ideas. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Nothing.
No comment? come in.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Always good seeing people show up to these meetings. And I'd like to give a little statement on me being missing for the last city council meeting. Was for a training for the Washington Fire Mechanics Association. And it was not and had nothing to do with the fire departments or engineers. I feel that was a waste of our time and a waste of North Bonneville Fire Department's funding. And hopefully we can prevent that from happening in the future. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what I do.
No comment.
Goes to me, huh? Thank you, everybody. We have a problem with sightings of cougar around town, and we put up some game cameras, private game cameras on areas, not in residential areas, but in areas that they think it's coming out, trying to figure out where things coming in and out. But the wildlife, Fish and Wildlife is telling us, originally told us that unless there's an attack on a pet or wild or on a livestock or on a human being, there's not much they can do. But our fire chief, who also helps enforce codes, kept on them. And now they're telling them that, okay, if it becomes a nuisance, if it's seen a lot and it can be documented, then they can take action, which would maybe come out and tranquilize it. So what's happening is they're trying to catch pictures. Ronnie, you know, one gal, she came in today and showed us a video she shot from her window of that cat walking down the... out there by Hamilton Park. Quite interesting. I guess Lonnie's going to help enhance it a little bit.
She has an email. I'm going to figure out how to...
But, yeah, I'm going to try to... We'll try to get away because it's quite interesting. She watched it. And there's other people that have seen it too. So if we can document it enough, then Pat's going to take it. And that's why we have some of the game cameras on some of the trails. If we can document it around town... and bring that, then they will do something. We don't have to wait for an attack.
Technically, once it became brave enough to be out during daylight hours and around other humans, it's a nuisance.
Well, yeah. Well, technically, but they don't look at it. The wild, here's what I'm told. In the last 5 years, the game of fish has been cut. Their budget has been cut by 72%. They have nobody. Seriously, they have nobody. They have one guy that covers this whole area. So it's just...
You used to have three.
One.
Well, DNR in the state of Washington only has 7, and they have Department of Natural Resources officers, and there's 7.
I don't know why we have to rely on government to do everything for us. There's hunters here. I know several with cougar tags. So if there's a problem... Let's communicate. You know, there's people here that would love to harvest.
The problem with it is you can't harvest in the city of North Bonneville.
They're crappy. You'd have to drag it.
It won't be in the city.
Well, then go. Yeah, good.
You drag it.
Yeah, get it out there. But we can't harvest. That's against our ordinance. It's against RCW's. It's against you. It's your
problem. I want to amend that ordinance.
I feel like you can laugh, though. I feel like that's something you're able to do.
How are you at hassling?
I see your horse.
Spank it and send it home.
Yeah. I'm thinking Terry ought to go out and wrestle with it.
I have a rope. I'll lend you a rope.
So I just want to let everybody know that we're on that cougar thing, especially for you, Lonnie. I know they've seen it over by your area a lot. And Tom came up with a really good thing. You know, this cougar's really, really seeing more of that cougar since they've been doing this werewolf work up here.
I'm just wondering
if they
noticed
that big
noise,
that horrible noise early in the morning.
So, anyways, but so just
to make sure people don't know that it's
awesome.
In the
afternoon.
Yeah.
And
that's trouble enough for the wild to get them alerted because we're seeing it during the day. So if we get enough documentation or more documentation, which not much more, we got the one video, somebody else took a picture, then in turn is we can, they're going to try to do something for us. But again, that's all we got right now. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, Charity was talking about we're about to see spending your money. We want to spend it properly to do the right things. we want to remember that we don't really, we can't have Cadillac case on a Chevy budget, but we can go for the value meals. We can do real well with the value. So my point is, what I'm trying to say, we don't have a lot of money, but we can. There's enough that we can do stuff. So do you have any suggestions? Like was stated, let us know what you'd like to see done, and so we can put this together, because this is your money. Actually, this belongs to you. So, anyways, I just want to say that, and then I'm going to move on because I've talked too much. So we're going to the city clerk's report.
I actually don't have time to properly report because we have our state auditor here, but that would be pretty much what I would put in the report. But we've been working with our state auditor. They're auditing 2017, and he'll be here for about 2.5 weeks total, so he won't be done until middle of next week. But Brian and I have been very busy gathering things for him. But that's pretty much it on my end, I think.
Deanna deserves a real credit, because this guy's asked, he's really good, he's asking for all this stuff, and our internet kept going down today. So you're right in the middle of getting him a report, it goes down and he wants it, and on top of it she's trying to put together, finish up the thing. So I got a little bit nervous. Tom and I kind of stayed out of her way. She was humming. Did you know she was humming?
Oh,
yeah, she was humming. She had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I wasn't humming. It was like
quietly
loading myself all
the time. She, yeah. So, but we get the same. But she did a great job, and our auditor guy seems to be happy. He keeps telling us, so it's just been a little tense. But she's done a great job, and I really appreciate her. And she works really hard for the city. So that, but that said, anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
I think we should have the JAMA credit. Or maybe just the JAMA when it's a bad day.
I don't know if you're getting pajamas, but you can. So we'll move over to our city attorney, which he's already taken me out behind the woodshed. But we'll turn it over to him. You have anything there, Mr. Attorney? Nothing? Okay, great.
You already talked to Adair off, and you're done?
Yeah, you saw him out there.
I did. Interrupted his smoke time.
Okay, so moving on. We'll go down and finish business. Counselor Randall had asked that the PDA be here tonight, the PDA board, to answer some questions that we had. But, and that was stated, and that's part of the minutes of that meeting. But on the flip side of that, we were supposed to have some questions for them that were supposed to be sent to them so that they could be prepared to come and answer questions. But I reminded the manager of the store for last Friday about the meeting, and she said, well, we didn't get the questions, we're not prepared to come. Her response is in there.
So they have other things going on, other plans.
Yeah. So, and she was a little bit short, which is no problem. I just said, hey, no problem, you'll see my thing. I told her, okay, no problem, I'll let the council know. Well, then she called me yesterday, and she said, do you know any specific questions that I can answer? And if they have more questions, then they can put those together and we'll plan on coming another time. But do you have any specific questions that they have that I can answer and that you can relay? And then there's just a couple of them. I'm going to, if that's all right, go through them real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
All right. So I asked her, when do you anticipate moving? Because that was her big question. And she said the LCCB is reviewing, their supervisor is reviewing their request. And that supervisor has 5 days to pass it on to enforcement, who has 10 to 14 days to do a walkthrough and approve. She said she estimates 2 weeks that they'll be approved to move the store. Worst case scenario, she said the store will be moved in a month. That's what her answer was. And then I said, has the PVA needed to borrow any more money? And she said, no, they have not borrowed any more money. And then I asked her, does the PVA have cash reserves that were not reflected on last official report to the council? And she said, after the 2015 year, the PDA had about a cash reserve of about $95,000, but used it up, used those reserves up in the next couple of years. So I asked again, so the PDA has no cash reserves? And she said, no, they don't have any. The last thing, and I said, but the P&Ls, which we'd asked, for the year show monthly negatives, and if the PDA is not borrowing money and has no reserve, how is the store able to, in continuing on a negative basis? And she, her answer was, we have always maintained a positive bank balance. And then I said, is it just a matter, I told her it's just a matter of time that everything comes crashing in, and she goes, that's why we have to move right away. So that, but she also stated that if you want to ask more questions, to put those together, get them to Deanna, we'll arrange to have them come in, and that you can, so they know what you're going
to
ask them.
I believe Adam Schaefer is going to address some of the things I asked him last night, tomorrow's meeting.
Okay.
And I believe John has some really good questions. He was mentioning the numbers and stuff.
Specifically,
were you ever able to get those in before you went on vacation?
Yeah, that's why they didn't get the letter.
Hey, I mean, you went on vacation, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, if you can get those together, then we can have them come in, you know, submit those questions we have. That way, we all get answers. And you brought up some very valid points.
Do you know what time I'm here?
Okay, so that's, so to be fair, I think we didn't, you know, we just, we forgot, and so to be fair, we give them a reset, and then we'll just put together some questions, and they're willing to come and sit down and talk about it.
Perfect.
Okay? Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I agree. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, is there any questions, any comments on that? But, fair enough. Oh, fair enough.
I guess. Kind of sounds like a sidestepping to me because we invited them here and now she's asking to wait in some questions that we have. The only question that we have is why are they in the red? She told us last meeting, meeting before, that they had reserves. They sat right here and told us eye to eye that they had reserves. Now they're saying they're not. You know, I question the that's just me. You know, I don't like the smell of it. And we invited them here with advance warning. You call back and say that we didn't get any questions, so we can't come.
And that's what, that's that email. That's why I let you see it.
Yeah. Pretty sad.
Well, I know when Adam saw that, he said I had already planned to come to this meeting, and he said when I got that, and I was like, wait, what? Wait a minute, we're not going now. He seemed a little shocked that. That email was passed on like that.
One thing interesting, they moved most of their stock out already. Mm-hmm. The store is basically empty.
No, I heard that also from an employee. But I don't know how they could do that because legally they have to be certified that place is within everything, you know, so if they do, that could get them in trouble. But I'm not, you know. Well, I heard the same thing.
Also, they just weren't ordering anymore because it would be less for them to
have to transfer
because they have to.
Yeah, but if you looked at all those months at the beginning of the year, they were sure ordering a ton and not selling it.
It's my understanding that they're not aware or sure of what the LCD is going to require when they have to move their product.
I mean, how they're transferring?
Down to know. I don't know.
Oh, there was another problem which she had mentioned. That was another concern I had, which she had mentioned when she's here, that there was a part of the property, there might have been a problem with how far it was away
from the school.
And I asked her that also. She said that she said the back part of the property is only 995 feet from the school property, but to fix that, the owner of the property deeded 6 feet to the church, that so that the property ends now, and if there's a distance, it's fine. That's what she said. Which I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't doubt. I mean, because they couldn't put it there.
60 feet to the church.
Six feet. So that now the end of the property is 1,000 feet from school. Within the law.
The law is 500, isn't it?
1,000.
Yeah.
School.
Oh, school.
School. That would never change. Anything else? Okay. So with your blessings, I'm going to, you're going to maybe put together and comprise at least some questions, and then, another thing too, is there, after that meeting, there's some, I mean, Terry had said a couple things, but but there's this whole thing that now, I mean, I saw a letter from, or a thing from the attorney where he thought we were going to pull their, I think they're just trying to blow a little smoke here. I mean, really, I mean, seriously, that's not what we're saying.
Terry was a little hot that meeting, though, and did call for it.
I know, but he did, but it didn't happen because we can't do that. So I mean, but and they know that
we can't do that.
We
could do that day.
So my point is, in truth, we be assured that's not what we were there. That's not our intent. We can't do that. But anyway, so I think let's get back to the thing. I think we'll do. To be gracious, let's get some questions that I can send them. Within, you know, we just get them as soon as we can. I'll get it to them so there's no question. We'll ask the board to be here, and we can ask them. They should be the ones that we really put on the spot, because we have more control over their board than we do over Rob. We have more control over that board. We can't tell them how to do the business, but that board has to be informed. So we need answers, and we need to know, make sure that we're not sending off a business that's going to fail in so much time. So,
and one question on that, like, because like you said, they said they have reserves. They didn't say how much, they weren't too sure, but now they're saying they have none. How do we know they're not putting money away in some other account that we're unaware of?
That's what you need to talk to the board about.
Tomorrow they're meeting.
Yeah, and they are audited. And that's exactly because the auditor guy was in the other room, and I asked him a question. And I told Robin when I was talking to her, I said, Robin, when I asked that question, I said, Robin, you had to be forthcoming with how many reserves you had when you gave us that report, as you would be with the auditor. And she said, we don't have any reserves. There is none. That's why the report says none.
So are we able to get copies of their audits?
Yeah, they're online.
Perfect.
They're online. You can get them from the state. Yeah.
So their meeting tomorrow is at 6:30 at the North Novo is in Sprinter, South Side entrance.
So I think, to be fair, we dropped the ball. I don't know if we dropped the ball. I mean, we did invite him, and it was very clear listening thing. But she didn't. And she didn't understand. Or she didn't.
You said you were going to send them an email.
No, we said we sent a question. I never got a permit.
So, and we, you know, ultimately, here's my opinion. I'm just going to give you my opinion. The board members and Robin have been there long enough, they should be able to answer any question you ask them. I mean, if when I'm sitting here, the auditor is asking me questions of things that the other administration did, I better have some kind of answers and not say, you need to talk to me in a week, give me a list. But with that said, to be fair, we did tell her that we would talk to the board. So let's, I'm thinking, regroup.
Comprise a list.
Let's get it in real soon in the next couple of days. Just simple something that we can send and get them to invite the board. Here's the list. Then there'll be no question for them to be there. Mm-hmm. And then you can ask them your questions. You know what I'm saying? And you should be able to get them answered. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if any council members have questions, we'll get them together.
Yes, and send them on to me, or bring them in, or let me know, call me, and I'll comprise it and get it to her soon enough, so there's plenty of time for them to arrange that meeting.
Perfect.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
Brian, I don't want to start a fire here, but I do want to make a comment. If they don't have any product to sell, how can they make money?
That's something. Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously.
And quite frankly,
that's an issue. If they don't have products, how can they make any money?
Well, that was one of the things I brought up, you know, a couple of weeks ago when she was here, that the amount of marijuana products they're selling for her P&L compared to the amount they're bringing in for new inventory is way low, which is telling me they're not ordering enough product in to replenish what they've sold. And so either they don't, one, they don't have the inventory to sell, or two, what they have there is getting old, and people aren't going to want to buy old product either. You know, they're going to want the best fresh stuff, and so either way, it's bad. If you don't have it, or you're selling old stuff, you're going to lose customer base because they're going to go someplace where they can get fresh product or get what they're looking for.
How do we get a record, Dylan, with what's been ordered?
I'll tell you what, I got an idea. Do you mind if I
speak? No, good.
I think that's a question we pin on the board. Get the board get the board to tell you what is the plan here. How are you doing this? I mean, and if we do it and we ask the questions and I'm prepared to come, then you'll get your answers, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I'm just going by what you're saying. That wouldn't be fair. I'd rather have the board here to give us the answers.
Yeah.
Tell us.
No, I'm just looking at numbers. No. I've never been in that store, and so I couldn't tell you. We have a person's hair stand. Inventory is low over there. You know, we've heard from people who work there, so we've been told not to order any product. And so all that's a little bit alarming.
Well, we're hearing they don't have product right now.
Right.
And I've heard...
The thing is, how can we track that? I mean, how do we as city council track their product? We can't do that.
We can't, but it, like John said, if you look at their P&L and you look at what they're spending on products compared to what they're selling, you can track, and John's right.
Well, what's been ordered, yeah. You were just saying she ordered them.
But that's exactly what's right, and that's what Terry asked for. He wants a true balance sheet that will give us all the answers.
I've been down with her balance sheet since January, so I haven't seen one yet. I hope it'll be right.
If I could chime in on the behind John here, is that I heard that they shut their doors for 2 days because they didn't have any product and waiting for more product, and that way they could still do business because they are trying to, from what I hear, they are trying to limit their what they have in the store so it's less to ship.
Yeah.
But they are able to put it in their own personal rigs and take it there. They just have to, I can't remember the term, they have to, some way of sending
it. Lock it up.
Well, they don't have to lock it up. They can put it in their own rigs and transfer it to their own store, to the other store, but they have to forward it to them and receive it to them.
They have to transport it in a locked vehicle, that much I know. Yeah.
Well, these would be good questions to ask them.
Right.
It'd be a very good question to ask them. Because here's the deal, is you could get all the answers, if we get asked the right questions, you get all the answers, and then you can make a determination based whether you're getting taxed or not.
Right. I was told last week that the LCB was coming this week for their final.
Now, that's what I'm just telling you what she told me.
Okay. Now you're hearing 2 weeks.
Well, she said, and that's what she told me.
Today.
No, that was, she told me that was, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Monday. She said that it's in, she called and it's in the hands of a supervisor and it needs to go into enforcement. She has 5 days to get it to enforcement and enforcement has 14 days to find
it. And they called on that?
They're 20 days out. Could be.
They called on that, and the supervisor dropped the ball, and it was sitting on her desk for over 5 days.
That's what I heard.
They're behind on getting that walkthrough is because the LCB supervisor dropped the ball on them. But that's just hearsay again.
But that's something that you need to write down, jack down in your memory banks. Because I remember clearly when they asked us to move, they said that the LCB was supporting them 100% and wanted them to move, and it would be a matter of just 30 days. And so my point is you need to nail down so we get to what we know. Because here's the problem.
There's so much hearsay going on. We need the facts.
That's right.
Not the BS.
Nail that down.
I'll say what.
Do we have to show up at a PDA meeting? And
I think you bring the board here and you tell them. You got to give us... As long as we ask some direct questions, give us correct answers. But I will say one thing right now is I believe, which is really...
Don't ask them anything off the script.
I sincerely believe what she said to me about they don't have reserves and they're floating because we all got this. It came in your email, and this is an employment security department, mm-hmm. and they haven't paid, they haven't filed their last quarter employment taxes.
Oh.
Well, and I saw, though, that John responded back to the lady the 19th, and technically it says in there they were due by the 20th, so I'm pretty sure unless they were speedy quick, they probably didn't get them done.
Right. You guys should all go over and look at this story.
Let me just say this in closing on this because we don't want to get.
I don't know about this.
Because we really need to have them. I think that's a good point. But here's what I'm thinking. The law says we're not supposed to mess with them, and but the law does say that if there's any discrepancies, we're responsible. They're getting bold. And I think a business that's failing and running in the red and having the opportunity of going bankrupt is a discrepancy that you really need direct answers for.
Absolutely.
So this is not something that we're trying to get into their business like Tunis is thinking. I mean, they're the tinfoil hat stuff, or they're going to shut us down. They're going to do this. No, we're not. We want just answers because the business is in trouble, and we're not seeing what you're seeing it picking up because this is the way it's been doing. So let's get the board in.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Terry's already giving me two questions. So Terry's is it. So let's get some questions in.
I gave mine to Adam, and I know he's got them for tomorrow. So, but I'm like, but.
So get some questions.
We need to show up in a meeting. That's what I'm asking. Should we go to the PDA meeting? The
problem with it is only two. I'm going, but only two of you can go.
But then they'd have to
make it a special meeting, correct?
No, their regular meeting, but it'd be your special
meeting. But we don't have time for tomorrow night.
4 hour notice.
We won't have time unless we put it out today.
Tomorrow
night. 6:30 is. I don't have 24 hours.
We got 23.
No, we don't. It's 7:45. It's at 6:30. Oh, you're right. It's
23.
Yeah.
Is there any great
22:40.
Is there a time change?
Send them an email tonight and see if we can come and visit.
But for Councilor Margie, Miss Lee, the questions you had handed to Adam, you should also bring in to the mayor. Because if they bring it up tomorrow, then that means they're going to be ready for those questions. They're going to have those answers. But those questions still need to be answered in here, so we're all inquired.
Because
we're getting a whole lot of hearsay. This person said that to you. This person said something to me. He thinks something. He thinks something. Someone said, you know, it's just all hearsay. I want the definitive questions.
He brought me my monthly coffee fix, my 5 pounds of coffee, and down there visiting.
I just want to be informed, so, you know, I mean, in this whole council, I should be.
He brings me coffee every month.
All right. Okay, is there any other questions? Everything that's fair, we'll just give us some, and we'll professionally ask them. Here's the questions. We invite you to the next meeting. Put you on the agenda. I'm going to put that the council's requesting your presence. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough.
My question is, how can we also...
Well,
we should be able to find
another 2 weeks.
Should we not be able to find out if they've actually filed their quarterly?
Sis, call that lady.
I'm not going to call her, but I'm sure because there was a response right away. Around, yeah. So I'm sure. But this is the way. When I saw this, I thought, well, that makes sense that she's saying, well, we never go negative in our because they're pushing things off, not paying things all the time. You know, I mean, it's just like a person that overspends their budget. Today we're going to pay next month we'll try to pay the UD. That's the word. So anyways, this is kind of...
Well, maybe she's coming
through.
Brian, can you make a phone call to Robin and ask her if there's no product, how can you be making
money? I'm going to ask her tomorrow.
Well, I think it is a legitimate oversight question to ask if their current unemployment taxes and other taxes. I think that would be a...
Well, considering that we just did get the notice, and
and
I'm like, and then the response didn't come until the day before it was due, so I'm like, it takes time. I mean, you could have spent the whole next day getting it done, but but you would have devoted all your time to it because it's just time consuming.
And this is my concern, your point. This is just employment tax. What are there other taxes? Are they?
Well, and then get concerned because our next one is due at the end of October.
Right. The other thing that, and again, I'm just saying, and these are questions, but I'm told by a couple people that work that their retirement hasn't been being paid. They were told their retirement is in the rears. That's an important question because that's they're under the same rules and regulations that city employees are under, and they have to pay them. So, anyways, those are questions we need to ask.
And then you've also heard that same thing, that they were not allowed to come talk to us because...
But they also have a whistleblower program.
Yeah, except for the meeting that was called, that was told specifically that they could not come and talk to anybody from city council because it's against their rule books as Cannabis Corner.
Yeah, I know.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody wants to whistleblow, they have all the rights in the world, and we'll stand up for them 100%.
Absolutely.
There's nobody's gonna.
I did warn him first, and I said you're technically under.
You got a little concerned about that. I mean, they're
a
government.
Yeah.
And they're threatening their employees.
They
absolutely.
Well, they were threatened by them saying that. You cannot go speak to anybody.
And if they did, they'd be fired.
You know, that the employees, that their employees of the PDA, they're not our employees.
Right.
You know, they have rights that are being infringed upon. They're being infringed upon by the PDA and not the city of North Baltimore.
Right.
So you got to remember that distinction. But still,
the biggest concern that I've gotten from several of the previous employees that they went through their chain of command with complaints of things that were going wrong and that weren't right, but nothing ever got done, nothing was ever done about it, and they were more reprimanded for doing it because so-and-so had so-and-so under their thumb, who had so-and-so under their thumb, to where nothing could ever get done, and they felt like they had nobody to go to bring up any complaints to have any sort of validation in those or to receive any sort of outcome.
Well, the state does have a whistleblower, so they
absolutely.
That's what I reassured the first time I spoke to him. I'm like,
they can't stop those people from coming to our meetings.
No.
They have no right to tell any. I mean, nobody, we can't, that's not right.
It's an assembly, that's the first time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, but again,
as a first man,
I know. So ultimately, well, let's go with that. We'll be professional. We'll give them questions. We'll bring them in, and then we can go from that point. And if you're not happy with what the answers you get, you can keep asking. We just get you're satisfied that things are the way it should be, right?
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you for all that, and thank you for the comment, and thank you for understanding. And
any questions?
Yeah, we'll be the professional, and we'll get them, and we'll give them an opportunity to come back, and then we can talk to them. All right, the new business is a discussion on the TVN building and the lease. And I'm just going to start off by saying, first of all, are we voting on something? Yeah, we are. So I really need a motion. Yeah. So I need a motion to go
through. I make a motion to approve the lease agreement with Sawtooth Technologies.
I second that.
And that it won't be slush anymore, but we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start. And I'm going to let you go on that, but I just want to say one thing if I can. There was a concern that under this lease, which we've had it for 12 years with that company. And what's important to know is that lease with Sawtooth or Wade Now ends in December this year. It's gone. So we are totally finished. It was signed in 2006 with, it said, with additional renewal of this lease for up to 4 additional 3-year terms. So that would be the end of December 31st, 2018 is the end of this agreement. Okay, with that said, there's another company that wants to use that facility to get us higher speed internet for the whole city.
Is it Comcast?
No.
If not, then no. I'm just going to go back to crying again.
No, it's not going to be. Okay, there was a question because part of the lease agreement is that building, they paid their electric bills. They paid their utility bills. And going back, I couldn't see where they were paying their utility bills. So Ken said, right, you need to really look at it if they owe us anything or you need to have your numbers factual. So I went back through and I found that when Sam came on, she didn't know that they were to bill them for those for the electric, and we didn't know. So we didn't bill, they weren't billed all of 2017, and then that's what I'm finding, and then they weren't billed to 2018. When I sent Ken, I said, Ken, this is what I found. He must have had an email coming back, because then I opened it up and it said, the lady says that he talked to, yeah, we only shown that we didn't pay up to 2000, we paid 2016. So it worked. I mean, our records are correct. So they wanted to go forward with this, so I sent Ken the bills, he forwarded it on to them, and they FedExed us a check. So they're completely covered, except for we do have one more billing cycle that we just got to do one. So I'll get that in soon. Yeah, well. So they have the wait. So they're 100% paid up, and their rent is paid up. They're paid up, and they're paid up on their thing. With that said, Ken knows, because, yeah, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little background. We used to maintain our own TV systems, right? Always struggled with that.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, we decided we were going to turn the franchise over to Sawtooth Technologies. And Sawtooth has used it basically for access to people's homes for internet. And as part of that, we gave them a franchise to be able to use that cable. And we also leased the head-end building hasn't it just been for the price of the utilities for the electrical?
No, it was electrical and $100 a month.
And $100 a month. So, and that's what we've been doing for a long time. Now they've turned it over. They're being acquired by GorgNet, and GorgNet's being acquired by Wave. So they're needing a consent to transfer both the lease and the franchise to Wave. Not so GorgNet.
Wave bought Sawtooth.
So they keep this in the name of Sawtooth, but Wave owns Sawtooth. They're a wholly owned subsidiary of Wave. So, in order for them to continue on with the franchise and the lease, we had a clause in the original document that said they would be able to assign it as long as the Athene was keeping them as a wholly owned subsidiary, and that's what they're doing. So they're doing what we're asking them to do, but it also said, and provided they're not in default of the instrument. So they weren't in default, not their own fault. They weren't paying a bill, they were never receiving. But Brian, thanks to going through the records, came up with $1,700 worth of bills that they promptly paid. Yep. They wanted their consent. So with that bill paid, they are now current, and there's no reason we would have not to allow them to have this assigned. So it's my recommendation that we go ahead and authorize the mayor to sign both the assignment, assumption, and consent transfers of the lease, and also consent and approval of the transfer of the franchise. Both of those documents.
When was this consent and approval drawn up?
2018.
We changed it.
Oh, you mean
because
of the
right. Paper
line?
Yeah, because it says, you know, we're still Mayor Don
Steer.
Yeah,
we're not anymore.
Oh. I'm like, he failed you.
Oh, I noticed that, and I said it to the Tommy.
I was just reading this. I'm like, when was this thing done? Sorry, Brian, you still don't exist.
I know.
Right.
You're
right.
Where's the wave?
Yeah. No, it doesn't extend anything. It's so
2019, I think, until his term runs.
Last one.
Oh, right. So it can be negotiated.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like to me that these people want this thing. I don't really want to stay. I think we can charge more money.
Yeah.
Why?
No.
When it expires.
When's that?
December
31st.
I just want better internet. And if you screw them out of that, Perry, I mean, come on.
Well, you own some of that infrastructure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, really, it'd be up to you to decide if you can put out a request for proposals to other companies to see if anyone else is willing to lease that for more money or for the same money and provide better service. It's up to you guys to decide.
Because we have CenturyLink things.
Well, not a lot of money, but I think we could with the internet and the towers needed in this part of the area. You know, we could we definitely ought to accelerate our price index.
Now, let me clear something up. We had a gentleman here that wanted to. He runs a ham radio thing.
Yeah, you have to wait till the end of the lease too.
Right, but what's important to understand about the lease is the space, the tower space that they rent is 4 foot by 6 foot. They don't rent the whole tower.
Right.
They rent just part of it. And they also, inside the building, they rent a 4 by 4 space.
So
they
have another entrance.
4 by 4.
That would be, because they got their, the whole thing is not.
Fit my dog.
So my point is, for $100 a month, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But my thing is, we could talk to them, as that gentleman, and see if when it comes time to negotiate, see if that he could use part of that tower too. If they're only using, that's what the lease says, the space of 4 foot by 6 foot for the sole purpose of mounting internet antennas on the antenna, and 4 foot by 4 foot space inside the head end building. That's what they're renting.
So co-locating seems like a perfectly...
Yeah, exactly. Because that's why the rent was so cheap. I thought it was for the whole building, and I think after we read this and looked at it, that really had a lot of...
The ability to rent to other things,
Well, I mean, that gentleman that was there, I mean, that would work really... If we could talk to this, but that would work really well into our emergency plan. And we're building this. Our emergency plan have that here. So that's still an option. Okay.
Can I call for the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second.
Okay. All right.
Let me get a clarification before you roll the. I think Terry had made a motion to allow the lease. Are you talking about then? Is that the assignment, assumption, and consent transfer agreement? Be clear, there's two things that need to be authorized.
I think I was speaking to the lease.
Okay, so the lease is the assignment, assumption, and consent transfer agreement, just to make sure we're clear about that. So that's what you're talking about, the lease, that's the agreement we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the second?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Parental.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you for that. Now we have another
part. I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent and approval of assignment of franchise.
I'll second that.
Yep. Call for the question.
Okay.
Councilor Hudson?
Yes.
Councilor Evans?
Yep.
Councilor Marsh?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Whitehouse?
Yes.
Good, thank you for that. I'll get those signed over to you. Very good. All right. And closing.
I have a question.
Okay, can we do this?
Is that a final comment?
Deanna has the colonial life.
Yeah, so really, we wouldn't give any cost to the city, basically, just letting you guys know that they're not open enrollment here. And we'll be inviting them out to also give a little presentation to the employees about a little extra coverage. That's not quite athletic, but kind of, but they also will do some benefits management kind of things and do all of the orientations and work with our regular benefits to also fill our employees in on those. They're seeking to be quite a helpful organization, and it would be no cost to the city. It would be voluntary for the employees, so it's nothing. Just wanted to let you know that would be happening.
Sign me up.
Who is that?
Colonial Life.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe also it's not just life insurance. Also benefit built on some things like vision, vision right now. National vision, that and some additional like long-term disability options and things. So, but it's all optional and not the charge to the city at all. So we just go into on that deduction.
So I'm going to go to closing public comment, then we'll close with council, okay? Closing public comment? Yes, sir. Yeah, go over to Jenny if I can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Social Security, please.
I'm Josh Good. I live in North Bonneville, on Island Way. Just wanted to ask some questions about the discussion earlier about the marijuana business. What is the city's stake in that?
Let me tell you, public comment is just a comment. It's not really a question answer thing, but I'll just leave it up to the mayor and council if you want it.
I'm fine with answering it.
Okay.
We have none.
Yeah.
You want me to answer that real quick?
Yeah.
The Cannabis Corner is what's called a public development authority.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate corporate entity created by the city of North Bonneville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's independently run, independently operated. All its receipts are independent of the city, but the city has oversight authority over this body because it created it.
Mm-hmm.
It created a charter, mm-hmm, and bylaws that public development authority is required to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it operates. It is the only governmental run cannabis store in the country,
the world.
And maybe not the world. I think back in the Netherlands or something like this. In the country, for sure.
Yeah.
But really, the city has very little control in its day-to-day management. It has, again, oversight authority and the ability to terminate it at some point if it's ever so deemed that to be a good decision.
They appoint the board.
And they appoint the board members.
They can appoint or remove the board members, but it's not the day to day. Thank you.
Josh, thanks. And we appreciate you coming. We appreciate, and Josh has brought in some, I just want to say this real quick, Josh has brought in some really good ideas. We talked, and Josh came and sat and talked with me, and he's got some really, really cool ideas, and we'll get into that. I'm going to have him talk to you in the next couple of weeks, because he's got some really cool things he's thinking about for the city, how we get started with figuring out what we need. So that's cool. He's a good guy. All of you are. So thanks, Josh. Anybody else? Jane?
Jane Jackson.
longtime resident of North Bonneville. I just want to say I am concerned about safety issues with the construction work that's going on with the railroad, especially with children.
May I make a comment on that? I just want to say one thing really quick. Is that okay?
Please comment.
Jane, that bridge is over 100, oh, it's almost 100 years old, and it is really bad. And if we don't get them, it's a good thing they're replacing that bridge, because can you imagine what kind of danger if that bridge collapsed with, and this town would be wiped out if it was any kind of train. So I understand it is a thing, it's a good thing for the city, because have you looked at that bridge? I watch trains go over it and it moves. So that's bad. So I
you live over there.
But the other thing is, they're working on their property. They're accessing from ours, but they own all that property. And quite frankly, they allow us to use that path we have. They allow us that easement. So, I mean, we really can't say a whole lot about that.
Will that path continue to exist?
They're going to build a bigger, better ADA almost, where people can get down. They're going
to
do it better for us.
That'll be nice, because it used to feel like, I mean, I'm already short, but you'd walk underneath there and it felt short, claustrophobic.
They're
going to
take some in the corner and make it more comfortable, and the slope's going to be more
grease
the grade.
Sure,
so
right.
No blind corner anymore.
What was the funnest corner as a kid?
Yeah.
My bicycle. And somebody come walking up, you're like, in the river.
So I understand, and I agree with you 100%, but it's going to be bigger and better, that path for us, and the overall, we're going to get a brand new bridge there that we don't have to worry about collapsing one of these times, you know? So we're going to have to be good and watch out for our kids, you know. And we can all do that.
Well, it's really hard to stay while it's drying and creek. They're going.
They're trying to work hard to get it done.
For the water.
Right, so there's no impact. And let me just say this, is we had a report of kids jumping out in front of cars when Pitty came in here. So Mama Bear Deanna left and went over there and directly talked to their parents. Well, the kids are saying, no, we didn't do it. So my point is, she went out her way to go over there, right to the door, and tell the parents that, and so the kids, I didn't do that. No, yes, you did.
They
now fear when I hear that
wrong. That's why I'm
like, they did this, that to me earlier this summer, and I stopped and backed up, and I told them, I'll go talk to your dad.
Yeah, they'll throw rocks and say, we were throwing at this over this thing, but it just happened to land on your car. And, acting like they're going to push each other out from traffic, and actually some of them were playing with that tire
But they are, those kids now are afraid of her.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Yeah. So we'll try to keep the kids as safe as we possibly can. And we're in it. We're all parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
Grandparents too.
Exactly. Great grandparents.
Yeah. So we don't want to see anybody get hurt. And like I said, when that people came in and said that, Deanna said, she didn't even ask. She just said, I'll be back. And she went. So,
I mean, she just wanted to be there. I'm like, it's time while they're all together and they happen to all be there all at once. So I just thought,
I'm sure a few of them wet their britches.
Yeah.
When they saw the end. Wasn't me. So, Jane, thank you for that comment. Any other comments? Any other public comments? Hearing none, move on. Closing council comments, you want to talk?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I called it to your attention that we have two city council members that are listed as
their term is expired as of December of 2017. If that's true, they have no voting rights, so we need to figure that out. They're not listed as being registered.
That's Google, but if you look at
no, that's on the website.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah.
So we're actually, we're abandoning the old website and rebuilding the entire thing. And anything that goes on there is going to be accurate now. And we're hoping to eventually possibly, she set up with a good company so that we can possibly involve some water billing payments online, maybe eventually. So that's something we're kind of excited about too. But yeah, that was pretty out of date when we showed up already, kind of some of those areas, phone numbers included, and like just wrong information all over the place. So Tom's been working with her about the planning section of it, and I've been kind of here and there if they see something I'll send her.
If they're not on council, they shouldn't be here.
Yeah, oh, good.
I guarantee you, if any of these were squatters up here, that.
I'm like, I had to go stand and swear in
front of our attorney would have turned us in.
Oh, yeah.
I went with Terry, too, and
we're all legal.
I don't have to keep track of everybody's terms, but I assume the county auditor.
Yes.
No.
Has it been corrected? Is it incorrect or is it correct? I mean,
Terry was up.
Yes, and I went with him when he got re-elected.
Travis was elected. He's elected.
Well, she returned.
No, she's yeah. And
well,
you're
I have been voted on.
And John's doing the main tiers of my term.
Next year.
Sorry, Terry.
Well, technically,
if
you return and they're not replaced in an election. They are in that position until their position is filled. It's more than 90 days, the county, and you don't, and it's not filled by a vacancy. The county commissioners have authority to fill the empty position, but so basically they continue on until they either leave or they're replaced.
So you're here to see you die, guys.
So they do have voting authority. They, I guess.
Unless
they
don't knock it. Unless
they do
it,
they don't knock
it. They would have voting authority.
Okay, can't make
it. I can tell you, every one of them has their signed oath up at the county.
I mean, hopefully, when you update the computer, the web page, you'll give the correct term. Because that's important that the public is aware of when people's terms are up.
Yeah.
Good question. Thank you. Any other?
Oh, yes. We're on council comments, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so make sure I'm on the right page. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And the James comment of the kids playing around over there, it is a constant hazard for them. I see it all the time. And that falls back on parenting and natural selection. If the parents aren't smart enough to keep their kids in line and their kids are dumb enough to run into the road while a car's coming, then... or be it, unforeseen circumstances will happen. I guess that's a little crude, rough, blunt, straightforward. But that's kind of how I am. I'm straightforward. You know, I live on one of the sharpest corners here in North Bonneville. And I see kids come around the corner, and they're not my kids, but I still holler at them and let them know that there's a sidewalk down over there.
Sure.
Don't walk on that road. You never know. But nonetheless, you know, and yeah, I mean, my kids don't play in the road. Not the main road. I don't let them. You know, and I don't let them ride their bikes. And they're just constantly going around in circles. I don't let them go past the stop sign. I'm on a dead-end road. You know, but that once again falls back on parenting. And if the parents feel that it's properly okay and they feel comfortable letting their kids play on that busy road on a narrow bridge and jumping into traffic, I see it happen. I go over to PATH all the time. I know the little hill that you're talking about. I work right there. They do it all the time, and you know.
I knew exactly how far I could go.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You know, and they got to watch out for cars just as much as cars need to watch out for them. And when it does happen, it's going to be a really really devastating mistake on the operator's side, knowing that they took out a kid because the kid was being stupid. You know, common sense, don't make a jump next to a road, don't throw rocks in a glass house. So anywho, I understand your concern, but it's there's nothing the city or us can do about it. Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying it's in the minutes. Hopefully they're adult enough to read the minutes and hopefully understand what the concerns of the community in their area are. That it is a concern, and I've seen it. I've talked to the kids. I told them not to do that. Doesn't mean they listen to me. I'm not dad. Not theirs. But anyway, that's everything I have to say.
Thank you. Anything else? Go ahead, Jane.
Two of the children have been relocated and then relocated to Carson. And I saw these two children in the care of a responsible adult other than the parent. I'd like to leave it at that.
All right. So thank you, James. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Any other business? Hearing none, meeting adjourned.
Woo!
Thank you.
That's what I was thinking out the woodshed for.
Thinking out the woodshed, get your lashes in.
Yeah.